So the epistle for the feast of St. Pius X is taken from 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. Brethren, we had confidence in our God to speak unto you the gospel of God in much carefulness, for our exhortation was not of error, nor of uncleanliness, nor in deceit, but as we were approved by God that the gospel should be committed to us, even so we speak not as pleasing men, but God who proveth our hearts. For neither have we used at any time the speech of flattery, as you know, nor taken an occasion of covetousness, God is witness. Nor sought we glory of men, neither of you nor of others, whereas we might have been burdensome to you as the apostles of Christ, but we became little ones in the midst of you, as if a nurse should cherish her children. So desirous of you, we would gladly impart unto you not only the gospel of God, but also our own souls, because we were become most dear to us. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from John chapter 21. At that time, Jesus saith to Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, lovest thou me more than these? He saith to him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith to him, Feed my lambs. He saith to him again, Simon, son of John, lovest thou me? He saith to him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith to him, Feed my lambs. He said to him the third time, Simon, son of John, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved because he had said to him the third time, Lovest thou me? And he said to him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. He said to him, Feed my sheep. Please be seated. That we may be rendered strong in faith. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Well, we know that our faith is under attack in today's modern world. We've talked about that numerous times. We've seen many examples of that just recently, obviously, the attack on the Blessed Virgin Mary in Oklahoma City. And so we know that the faith is attacked, and therefore we need a strong faith to live in this modern world. St. Pius X was obviously a pope that fought for that, for a strong faith. His motto was to restore all things in Christ. Again, something very familiar to us, but it's a good reminder to us of understanding what he worked for during his pontificate. He didn't have a long pontificate, 1903 to 1914, so basically just 11 years. We talked before of how much, though, he was able to accomplish in that short period of time, and why. Because he was faithful to Almighty God. He wanted to work toward the salvation of souls, especially fighting against, obviously, the enemies to the church. And it's one of the things that St. Pius X, we know from his famous encyclical Pascendi in 1907, that he fought very much against modernism that was going in the church. And so that was something for St. Pius X, that he had seen this enemy within the church, and therefore he fought valiantly against it for many years. But again, obviously, as we see, of how the enemies can try to destroy the work of Almighty God. We know it will never happen. Our Lord gave us that promise that the gates of hell will never prevail against his church. But how easy that we can easily we can see how the devil will try to work on that. Whether getting within the church, or we see the enemies outside the church, very clearly with the Satanist in Oklahoma City, trying to attack our faith, attack the church. And whether it can be a weakening for people because of that. And so that's why it's so important for us to pray for that strengthening of our faith. Because of what we have to go out into the world. I mean, that's one of the things as we try to prepare the children in school is to prepare them for going out into the world. Aware, yes, their faith will be attacked. They will have to defend their faith. And that's why St. Pius X, when he chose for the encyclical name Pascendi, comes from the Latin to feed, pasco, to feed the flock. And so obviously St. Pius X was feeding the flock by doctrine. Strengthening one, he wanted to strengthen the bishop, strengthen the priest, so therefore that they would be able to hand that down to the faithful. And that's what we understand and see the whole idea of the encyclicals and what they were for. They were circular letters that the Pope wrote specifically to his bishop and then for the bishops to hand to the priest. and then for the priest to be able to give that to the faithful. In a large sense, the encyclicals themselves were not meant for the faithful to read because a lot of times the popes used the scholastic language, and so therefore it was supposed to be broken down for them. And obviously in our crisis in today, we have the encyclicals readily available to us because we need that. We need that to be able to fight against the modern world around us, whatever the errors may be. But specifically, St. Pius X fought against modernism with that. And that's where we can see, obviously, the struggle in the crisis in the church today with the modernism that has crept into the church, whether we say it's from the 60s or not, or even before that. But it was still starting to come out. And so that's why St. Pius X, even at his time, as I say, the beginning of the 20th century, that he had realized what was going on, and so he fought for it valiantly, fighting against it, trying to attack it, trying to show what it is, the true colors of this error, in order to help the faithful to understand that, to help the priest to see that, to educate the priest with that. And that's why that encyclical is so important for us to understand. Because he did. He exposed the error very clearly, systematically going through everything. And so that's why then for us it's important to be strong in our faith, to stay faithful, fidelity we think about. Being faithful to our faith, and it comes from a knowledge of our faith, an understanding of our faith, to learn our faith, and be willing to fight for our faith. And that's where, yes, when we see these attacks on our faith, that is something that we become strong against. We want to fight against that. But we have to understand there's a fight against our faith every day of our life. Our faith is always attacked because of the modern world, because of what Satan is trying to destroy the work that Almighty God started. And so that's why the encouragement for you faithful is to understand that, that our faith is attacked, that the modern world is spreading its errors, and that's something that you have to fight against. That's why the encouragement is for you to understand of how important it is to not allow the spirit of the world into your families. Because little by little we allow that, and little by little we can see the damaging effect on that. And that's why we have to keep it out. That's why we have to fight against that. Too often we make those small compromises with the world, and then we go down. We have to stay firm in terms of that because of our faith. And so that's why St. Pius X, he worked on so many different things, as I say, during his pontificate to try to strengthen the church itself. Whether working on the breviary, whether working on the liturgical music, canon law. He was a true reformer in the good sense of what he tried to do, not the reformers that later on tried to utilize that and make their reforms of the church, which weakened the church's stance. But St. Pius X, he made it stronger in terms of what it was doing because of the things that he looked at and strove for. And obviously another thing that we've obviously all benefited from is the lessening of the age for requirements for Holy Communion. Because specifically he said we need to lessen the age so younger children can receive it because of the world that they live in. He specifically saw that the defense against the world was the Holy Eucharist, in helping the children to see that. And so yes, by making it now the age of reason where children can receive our Lord, that is thanks to St. Pius X. Because of the damaging effects of the world, he wanted to fortify the children with a weapon. And that's why it's so important for us to understand the importance of the Mass, the importance of the sacraments, the importance of receiving these things. Because they are the graces that help to fortify our children against the world around us. I mean, yes, we're meant to strengthen our children through their faith, their understanding, the book knowledge that they have of their faith. But it's also through the graces that they receive in the sacraments that will help them to fight the world around them. And that is what we try to give to them. And that's why St. Pius X, I mean, he strove for these things, the Holy Eucharist, the importance of that, but he strove for Holy Priest and how important that is too. But he led by example. I mean, St. Pius X led truly as a holy priest throughout his priesthood as he went up the ranks. And that is one of the things, one of the reasons that he was chosen to move up is because of his sanctity. And so he strove for all of these things to do during his pontificate. And as I say, even though it was a short pontificate, he accomplished so much for the good of the church. He was able to do all of these things and accomplish all of these things. And why we had talked about it a few years ago, it was actually on the pilgrimage little holy card that we had when we remembered the anniversary of his death. That his hope that he had in Almighty God, that is what strengthened him. That was his trust that he had. And that the quote also had said, strengthen the weakest of men with a greatness of soul and divine help. And I think that's what we have to keep coming back to, especially because of our modern world. That we need that help from God to help us in this modern world. That God, Almighty God, will help us through his graces, through his help, to be able to guide us and help us to save our soul. And so these things are important for us to trust in, to hope in. I mean, that is why the Archbishop chose St. Pius X as the patron of the society when he formed it in 1970. Because he fought the errors of the church, he fought what was going on, he fought the modernism in the church. And that's why he chose him as patron. And that is what is important for us to understand. But St. Pius X, his hope was in God. He accomplished all of these things because he trusted in Almighty God. And obviously because also his sanctity, which again comes from God. So we must fight for our faith. We must teach our children to fight for the faith, to understand that. Understand it now. Because if we allow the world to get into our homes, it is destroying the work that the grace of God can do. And that's what we must understand from St. Pius X. And so we must fight the world. And as I say, it's good for us when we see clearly the attacks on our faith, we're willing to fight that. But do we see the subtle attacks on our faith every day? Those things, I think, a lot of times go unnoticed. And that's how the devil works, through the subtleties. Yes, he will try to attack violently in other ways at times, but a lot of times it's because of the subtleties in life. And we allow that, we let it into our homes, and it poisons our families. And so we must be firm in that. We must fight for that, to fight against these things entering in. And that's why we, in the post-communion, we say in this Mass of St. Pius X, we may be rendered strong in our faith. That strength will help us then to fight against this modern world. And I leave you with, obviously, something written on the tomb of St. Pius X. We've said it many times, but it never hurts to repeat it because of how important St. Pius X was in this fight against this world that we live in. A firm defender of the Catholic faith who desired to restore all things in Christ. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.